The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
What is up? Welcome in to the Early Edge, powered by the Almighty Sports Line. I'm your host, Alan Bell, and we have a great show lined up for you this Saturday. And I'll tell you what, let's waste no time and get to it. Let's take a look at how we did yesterday on our picks. And, well, the board looks a little weird because we had rainouts in the PGA Tour. Not to mention Buckets and Martin Green. Both of their are, well, all of their picks are soccer picks for today. So we've got kind of a split board here. We'll have plenty coming for tomorrow. And let's bring in the stars of the show and break down what we have for today. And look at the gang running five wide. All right. Our man, M Squared, coming to him first. How we doing, buddy? We got snow in Nashville, man.
We got snow in Nashville. That means Chief is fired up. I'm fired up. Got a ton of beautiful college basketball games today. Got some college baseball on the slate, a UFC fight. Yeah, it's a beautiful weekend. Let's do it.
Yeah, it definitely is. Jay Smooth coming from the new location, the new home of the machine. How's it going?
Yeah, you know, it was a good Thursday. Nice little 2-1 day on the site yesterday. Just want to keep it rolling. It is the biggest day in Champ Week for me. I love it. I'm so excited. Let's go.
Yeah, it's awesome. Like, I love that, like, going into March Madness, like, there's no, like, slow week. Like, we're going hard and heavy, you know, in conference tournaments leading right into it. So, yeah, I'm with you there. Micah Roberts, pool is looking sharp and clean as always behind you.
How would you do? Yeah. I just got the cool deck done, too, so it's ready to party and ready for you guys. Come on down.
I'll tell you what. I'm buying a plane ticket right now, man. I'll see you before dinner. Here we go. Johnny Bowman, my man, looking sharp. What's good, man?
Yeah, no, excited that MLB is finally back. We're profiting in college baseball. No complaints over here right now.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. All right, let's get into the storylines that affect the betting lines for today. And M Squared coming right to you. PGA Tour, we've had some washouts here. What are we looking for?
Yeah, it's been an absolute mess. We're still sweating first-round leader tickets on Saturday, probably into Saturday afternoon here. The good news is the rain has cleared up just enough that players will be able to have access to the range in about 30, 35 minutes. So we should see the play resume for a little bit today. It's still a little dicey in terms of the weather. We're definitely looking at a Monday night finish, potentially Tuesday at this point. But conditions are going to be very crazy at this point. There's obviously been long delays picking up in the middle of rounds. The strokes game data is going to be an absolute mess to sort through, but hopefully we'll be able to have a matchup play for you tomorrow.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, and I always find it interesting, like in PGA Tour events, especially ones like this, where you do have a rain out and it's not that everything gets condensed because, you know, you could spread it out, you know, to Monday, but players definitely play like it's like super short condensed. So you get a little bit more aggression out of some of the guys going for it. So yeah, it's going to be fantastic. Can't wait to watch it. All right, Jay Smooth, coming to you, buddy. We've got the first ever Ivy tournament that starts today. What are we looking for?
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about some of the great stuff that we're going to have on for today. Games start in less than an hour, first of all. So we have two games at 11. I'm going to talk about those in a little bit. But yeah, as AB mentioned, the first ever Ivy League tournament starts. This is the last conference to adopt a tournament format to figure out who's going to the big dance for their automatic bid. Before this, it was just winner of the regular season got the ticket. So, you know, now we have a two-round tournament, top four teams, first rounds today, second rounds tomorrow, but this is the inaugural version of this. So very interested to see how it goes, how the teams fare. The coaches haven't been here before. Very interesting. Of course, some big storylines today. Coach K going for an ACC championship here in Brooklyn against VT, who maybe doesn't need this now after making this run to get in, but they would definitely like to win and punch that ticket. And then, of course, we've been talking about SMU Memphis for a while. This is an crazy one. SMU has been covering against this Memphis team, but Memphis looks so good. So there's a lot of great stuff to watch. I'll be glued to my screen all day. I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome, man. And those Memphis Tigers, you're right. They're playing great basketball right now. Penny's got them. He's got them rolling up. All right, Michael Roberts, coming to you. We've got NASCAR at Phoenix this weekend. What are we looking for?
Yeah, they're practicing and qualifying today. Initially came in, I thought the new car would help me out a little bit. I'm basically taking like a buckshot when I bet and shooting everything is like 15 to 1 or higher. I'm throwing out all the guys. So Larson's going to win some races or whatever. But this new car makes so many other drivers, they have the ability to win, which they didn't in the past. So I'm taking shots on lots of guys. I did last week, hit with Bowman at 20 to 1. And I'm at it again this week already. Kevin Harvick on the Mile Phoenix track, the all-time leader in just about every category, 8.8 average finish, 9 wins. He's going for his 10th win on Sunday. And the amazing streak that I just love, 9th or better, his last 17 starts at Phoenix. He's been racing at this place before he was in the NASCAR Series Trucks or Xfinity or Cup. He's been coming here as just a guy that just had a few bucks and wanted to race, and he knows it well. Runs it well. Obviously, his record shows that. He's 20 to 1, and that's just insane for a guy like this with the new car. He was sliding a little bit the last 7 races, but still finished in the top 9. And that was after the configuration of the track changed a little bit, but he says that's not a problem. I think the new car is going to be a boost for him here. I think he'll be competitive like SHR cars have been so far. And also 40 to 1, Austin Cindric. This guy, because of his road experience, goes in and out of the corners super fast, faster than most. He's really good in the road courses, but it helps him here at this track. And what I also like about him is that he won 2 of the last 3 Xfinity races at Phoenix. So this will be his first Cup start, I believe, at Phoenix. I look for him to do well. Anything can happen in these NASCAR races, guys. Take a shot on some of the long shots.
Man, that's awesome, man. I'll tell you what, I'm always pulling for somebody who's just out there with the sport, couple bucks in their pocket. I believe The Rock started that way as well. You know what I mean? So I'm all for that. Yeah, pull it for him. All right, Johnny Bowman, coming to you. Look, I've been first and foremost the front of the line all over MLB owners' asses in regards to all of this just madness that we've had. But it looks like we've got Major League Baseball back. So you know more than me, my man. Break it down. What do we see?
Yeah, AB, I appreciate that. I've been liking all those tweets too, so enjoying that. Yeah. But yeah, MLB is finally back. Players are starting to report to spring training already. Some players are even already there. Spring training games begin on Thursday, March 17th, so less than a week for games starting again. The season now begins Thursday, April 7th, so that's just 1 week back. To make up those games, there are going to be 9-inning doubleheaders, and they're going to play games on off days. 162 games, full season, universal DH now. It took a while, but I think the sacrifices were worth it for the game of baseball in the end.
Oh, yeah, I'm with you. I mean, it's got to come back, right? And look, as much as I was on the owners, which, again, I'm not backing down from that whatsoever. But, yeah, like, I totally get it. Like, maybe not this time, you know, in collective bargaining agreements, you know, arguments. The players, they there's some faults on their side too previously, right? And it kind of leads us to the next one. So I'm with you. I'm just glad that it's back. Now, really quickly, while we have you here, you just spoke that we're going to have, you know, games coming quickly, condensed in terms of double headers, right? And not a lot of time in spring training. Is there anything like that comes to your mind, like what we should look for, you know, in terms of pitchers having advantage, hitters having advantage, different parks having advantage based on the weather? And I know that it's a tough question because I'm just throwing it at you off the cuff, but anything that comes to your head that we should look at, you know, as these games start?
Yeah, no, it's a good question, honestly. And my answer would be no. Back when COVID happened, yeah, they're a 3-month delay, weather changes. That's a big difference in baseball. The ball flies, I believe it's every 10 degrees, it flies five or 10 feet further, which is a crazy difference, especially when you go from your 40 degree parks to your 80 degree summers. But since it's going from March, I believe it's March 31st to April 7th, only a week difference, no weather changes. So everything should be normal, which is all we can really ask for.
Nice. Yeah, you're right, man. Like, that's all we can ask for. And I can't wait. It's just going to be good. Like, I love having college baseball here. And then when we have college baseball plus MLB, yeah, it's awesome for sure. All right, let's get into our picks for today. And first, let me say, everyone, make sure join our official Early Edge March Madness group bracket. You can see the link there below. We've got a $100 Paramount Plus gift card going out to the winner, but you know that we're going to have so many more prizes and showdowns and everything. Not to mention, this is a daily show, right? So as we go, we're going to update the leaderboard, put it there on the screen for everybody to see. So you're going to get bragging rights. Shoot, we might put you on the show, right? And just talk junk to everybody else, including me and everybody else on the show, right? Like if you're ahead of me and Jay Smooth and the coach, hey, talk mess to us, man. Like we deserve it. Like you get bragging rights for sure. So everybody make sure to download that. You see the link on the screen. We'll also have the link in the description below. All right, so let's get into our picks for today. And I'll tell you what, we're going to do our pick differently today for the site play, and that's why I'm going to keep it five wide because I wanted to go Golden State, all right? I wanted to do it. I couldn't justify it. I couldn't pull the trigger on it, right? Like, it's just a little too tight. But what we are going to do is go Steph Curry over 4.5 threes today, all right? At plus 130, we're going to get nice little money at it. Yeah, 4.5 threes, so that's our site play. Over 4.5 threes for Steph at plus 130. All right. M squared, I cannot do the coaches, you know the drill, son, as good as he can, but I can toss it to you. Give it to me, buddy.
All right, AB, let's go to the Big 12 here. I'm looking at Kansas minus 1.5 against Texas Tech. This line, unfortunately, is on the move. I played it at 1.5 about an hour and a half ago. It's up to 2.5 now, trending towards 3. I would not play it at 3. If you have to play 2.5 still, I would drop the unit size on it. But I love Kansas in this spot. My simulation makes it all the way up to minus 5.3. The way this game is priced in the market currently, it's priced as if Texas Tech is almost playing a home game. Certainly not priced as a neutral court and a neutral court that leans towards a home court for Kansas. Kansas gets to play in this building that they play in very frequently. It's a 23-mile drive from their campus, massive footprint in this area. Really big boost to Kansas. Texas Tech was one of the teams in the country that benefited the most from playing on their home court. So you have a standard home court advantage in the simulation. They got 3.8 points tacked on to the standard home court advantage for playing there at home. This line is off, in my opinion. Take Kansas minus 1.5. I love it under that full possession. It might bounce around over the next few hours in the market, but I certainly, obviously, I have it minus 5.3. I bet it at 1.5. I expect it to keep trending up in Kansas' direction, but watch it. If you see any buyback, I'm very comfortable continuing to put more on Kansas under minus 2.
There we go. Usually, we don't get Kansas at this kind of a spread until we get to like the Final Four. So I'm with you there. All right, Micah Roberts, coming to you, my man. All right, you've got, let's see, one play for us today, college basketball. What do we got?
Yeah, first, let's go ahead and give proper credit to Middle Tennessee for being the best ever team in the nation. They went out like ballers, Hall of Fame betting, Hall of Famers, covering the spread with a three-pointer as they were going down. As they were down by 11 and triple overtime with less than a minute to go, they still battled back and covered the plus 7. I was impressed with them all season long. Did not have the metrics, so you had low spreads on them, even though they were winning and covering game after game. So sad to see them go, but maybe we'll hit them up in the NIT. I'm going to hit the Ohio Players MAC championship game. We're going with Kent. We're going to lay the money line here. This is a team, Akron, that has won 7 straight, covered 6 of their last 7. But Kent has had their number this season, beaten both times, 66-64 at their house. This is a Kent team that I've been talking about the last couple months. They haven't lost since then, and they've covered 12 of their last 14 games on the 14-game win streak. They're just doing it, and Sasir Carey has carried them. That's a transfer from Duquesne. They just gelled right at the beginning of January and continued to carry over. They're the best team in the MAC, and yet this spread is smaller than the last two teams that Akron just beat. If that tells you something, obviously Akron's rating jumped up a bunch in the last couple wins, but this is a spot I'm taking the money line just because just in case it's going to be close, $1.35. Don't want to lay the 2.5 because I think it may be close, but we're going to go ahead and go with that. And I'm also probably, I got a bunch of total. There's like 7 totals I have today that are like 5 or 6 points off of what my numbers are, starting with Arkansas and A&M. That totals at 138. I should be around 147. So that's my biggest edge on the totals today. Good luck.
There we go. I like that little extra play from Micah Roberts. And you know what? I love that you mentioned the Ohio Players because, look, I mean, that win that Akron had last night over Toledo. That's a good Toledo basketball team.
Very good.
Very good, right? And then now we see it, you know, against Kent State, another good basketball team. And it's there's a lot of good talent there that might get overlooked because there's so many other games. You know what I mean? Jay Smooth, are you going to say something?
Oh, I got a nugget on that game for you guys.
Shoot it, so, man. You know I'm always in for a nugget.
I've been on Kent for this run. I love this pick, first of all. But Athens, Ohio, where Ohio University is much further away from Cleveland than Kent, Ohio. And Kent has had a pretty substantial, nice little home court boost because it's only about a 40-minute drive from this arena, hour-long drive max. But it's a very big difference for Athens to get there from Ohio University. So I think that Ken, you know, they might have the crowd behind them again today.
All right. Nice. I like it. And Micah, I got to give you a shout out for giving a shout out to the Middle Tennessee State Blue Raiders. You're exactly right. That was a Hall of Fame against a spread season that they just put together. The Glass House in Murfreesboro. All the dogs were fired up out there. So, yeah, shout out to them. All right. Johnny Bowman, coming to you. You got two plays, college baseball today. What you got?
Yep, two college baseball plays today, AB. One's a late game and a newly scheduled series. We got Gonzaga Moneyline -145 versus Long Beach State. So Gonzaga was originally supposed to play Missouri this weekend, but it was rescheduled to play at Long Beach State. Long Beach, I'm just going to say Long Beach because Long Beach State is way too long. Long Beach A's or Luis Ramirez is scratch Friday, meaning this will be Long Beach's third rotation guy against Gonzaga's second. So it's essentially, think about it as a Sunday versus Saturday game. That also means it'll be the back end of the Long Beach bullpen, while Gonzaga saved its best arms yesterday with their starter going deep. And Gonzaga's now won 9 games in a row, all on the road. So I like Gonzaga Moneyline -145 to take the series today. My second play is Notre Dame NC State under 13.5 at -120. So yesterday there was a little confusion on the book. For some reason, it was saying Notre Dame versus North Carolina. So make sure that it says Notre Dame versus NC State for this game. But both teams' bullpens impressed me yesterday. It was a 4-4 game going into extra innings. It ended up being 8-4, and they just hit the under. So I think people saw that final score and thought that the game was way more high scoring than it really was. Notre Dame is one of the best bullpens in the nation. They really impressed me yesterday. So I think they should keep this under down as well. And 5 of the last 6 games for each of these teams has come in under this number. So I like the under here.
Nice. You know, and I'll tell you, you know, that Gonzaga Long Beach, like, that'll be a good game. And then I've seen, like, not only that, what you mentioned in regards to it listing Notre Dame, North Carolina, but I know that, you know, it's so limited at books that offer college baseball. And then not only offering it, but then the games that you get offered, like, you're not going to get each game. You know what I mean? So I hope that if any books are listening, please adopt and adapt to college baseball. Put it on your books. We saw it, you know, through the road of the College World Series last year. Most every book jumped on it. Do it for the regular season. It's a great sport. A lot of people want to get on it, and not everybody has access to it. So please, 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 if you are listening, please do that. All right. You know, on Saturday, Jay Smooth, you are my guy. I always put you in the maestro spot, and you're coming to it from a new anchor over there, a new house, new spot, New York City. Break it down. What do we got?
Let's go, AB. It's always a little bit of pressure, but I love it. It's Saturday. It's the day for college basketball. Tomorrow's Selection Sunday. It doesn't get any better. We get a bracket tomorrow, man. I'm so hyped. Yeah. But anyway, I grabbed Vermont -15 last night, put it on the site. Hopefully you got that number. It is moving. You can find -15.5, -16. I think those are both going to be fine because Vermont has a really good chance to blow this game open against UMBC. They're playing at home. We've seen in some of these small conference championship games where there isn't a neutral site at play that these teams dominate. We saw it with Bryant just destroying Wagner, Colgate covered against Navy. I think this is another one of those scenarios where they're going to be fighting for this chance to go to the dance. UMBC probably going to put up a good fight, but it would not surprise me if Vermont just gets it done in the second half and, you know, they just can't compete. They execute on every level. They're a top 60 team. UMBC is outside the top 200. It's just a very different level of play. So the line is not only justified, but it's probably almost too small. I do think it could get to 20, and I was looking at a -19 alt for +145 has some potential. I might tweet about that one. But then let's go to Iowa. Iowa -6 I grabbed last night. It has gone the other way, but I don't really mind. I'd love the minus 5.5 that you can get under the two possession. Iowa's just been insane. They scored 100 plus and then 85 plus. So they've really been putting up points. And if they can get 85 points again today, I'm not really sure how Indiana keeps up. This is a great Cinderella run, but they shouldn't have won against Illinois yesterday. They just shouldn't. If you looked at some of the data, Illinois wins that game more times than not based on the looks that they got. It's all on this cool site called Shot Quality. If you haven't heard about it, it's a great little resource. But what I love about it is that Indiana probably is sitting here like on house money, and Iowa is just a top five offense. If they can put up those points, like I said, not going to be close. I think it could get to 10, but my official number is going to be 8.5 there. So yeah, grab minus 6.
I love it. You know, and I'll tell you, like, we look at teams, you know, we were talking yesterday, teams that kind of on your radar that could mess up your bracket, like Auburn, like Baylor, of not, you know, one way or the other. Dude, if Iowa ends this like Big Ten run here, like scoring, you know, the hitting the overs by themselves, essentially, like, basically, they're going to be a fascinating bracket team, man. I can't wait to see it. All right, everybody, grab your paper, grab your pencil. Here is the recap for today. And it does look glorious. And speaking of Iowa, we're going to get to that here in just a second, because I feel you on that, Jay Smooth. Mike McClure, M squared, you're on Kansas minus 1.5. Jay Smooth, Vermont minus 15, Iowa minus 6. Micah Roberts is on Kent State Moneyline, minus 135. Johnny B is on Gonzaga Baseball Moneyline, minus 145. Notre Dame NC State Baseball under 13.5 runs at minus 120. Our site play today, Steph Curry over 4.5 three-pointers at plus 130. And the AB3, plus 170. We're going Iowa Moneyline, Heat Moneyline, Wizards Moneyline. Put those three together, and let's cash one more. So, fellas, it's been fun, man. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Appreciate you guys jumping on, getting these best bets in. And we've got games coming up in about, what, Jay Smooth, an hour? Like, we're almost
35
there.
35
right?
minutes. 35
yeah.
minutes.
Yeah, off. So we'll get excited. Out of you guys' hair, let you get these bets in. Let's all have some good luck. Cash these tickets. I'll tell you what, we'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.